This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Free time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the video editors at MSNBC. Did you see this by chance, Mike?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, look, like every other news organization in the U.S., MSNBC, they're covering the current hush money trial involving Donald Trump. Now, the first witness to appear was former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, whose testimony could prove critical to the entire case. So he has a lot of dirt on Trump, so Trump, understandably, has some concerns about what he might say. So with that in mind, the crack staff at MSNBC posted a breaking news banner during one of its broadcasts with a byline that reads, and I quote, "Trump worried about Pecker leaking." Jesus Christ, guys, that's bad.
That's okay.
I mean, they're not wrong. I just think maybe you could have mixed up the order of the words, you know, just something.
Does that person do that on purpose because they can?
Yes, I say they absolutely all do, right. Because okay. With breaking news, although it's hard to call it breaking news when you're giving something 24-hour coverage, right? But you call it breaking news, so I feel like you get a little more leeway. It's not something that the main editor saw. It's just like, hey, man, we need to let this anchor know that this information's coming down. Type up a banner. Put it up there. Trump worried about Pecker leaking. And then you just take the heat from the boss a little bit later. Like, I know, man. My bad.
Breaking news also. We got to ease up on that term.
Everything's breaking news, Ted. I don't know if
everything.
You knew that. Every single thing is breaking news.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, the trial's been scheduled for quite some time.
Yeah, breaking news. The trial started. Yeah, it was scheduled, man.
And some stuff's not that important.
Like the commute to get there, according to Jon Stewart.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bejola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please serve everyone? Now Profile This is played.
You're telling me this guy already hung up?
Yep.
Jesus H. It's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, we are now replacing the caller that dropped off with a fresh caller. Did I bridge in?
Yep. Look at that name. Get it there in a second.
The guy was on hold and dropped off in a heartbeat. What name are we working with there, Mike?
Dave.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Pretty sure.
All right. Well, you get your choice of one of three categories. Today, we have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Ooh, animalize this.
All right, here we go. An animal rescue group in Connecticut. They said a pair of drunk animals, were treated with fluids and, quote, a big breakfast before being released. A place called Hope. I'm not being redundant. The place is called A Place Called Hope. They said in a Facebook post that the dynamic duo had been dumpster diving and ended up eating something that was fermented enough to cause severe intoxication. Now, the rescue said that the critters were initially thought to be seriously ill, but testing confirmed they were just too drunk. So, quote, they only needed fluids to be tucked in overnight and fed a big breakfast the next day. That's all they did. The pair were released back into the wild and successfully joined their colony. Meanwhile, the rescuers released a statement saying, quote, remember, your cocktail fruit that ends up in the dumpster can end up intoxicating wildlife if the dumpster is not kept closed, which to me sounds hilarious. But the question is, what were the animals that got drunk? Was it squirrels, raccoons, black bears, black bear cubs, or vultures? So squirrels, raccoons, black bear cubs, or vultures?
Ooh. Well, I know what I want it to be, but Yeah, that's a tough one. I think it's between bears and raccoons. I'm going to say raccoons, though.
The mighty raccoons.
Dad, I'm going to go black bear cubs.
Yeah, my first thought was raccoon as well, just because dumpster diving, but that also makes sense that bears would be in there. Did you say where it was?
Somewhere in Connecticut.
You know what? Just for, because I think it's funny, let's go squirrels.
Squirrels for
just squirrels.
What animal there dumpster dived and got a little drunk? Were they squirrels, raccoons, black bear cubs, or vultures? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyzed this on Profile This. We head to Connecticut where a rescue group had to help a pair of drunk animals after they dove into a dumpster and ate some fermented food.
That's correct.
Did not know what was wrong with the animals. They realized they were just hammered. So basically they let them sleep it off, gave them breakfast, and let them back into the wild. Question is, was it a pair of squirrels, raccoons, black bear cubs, or vultures?
I feel like you could also add, or a person. But Dave, that is a question we posed to you. You went with the old mighty raccoon.
It was not
the raccoon.
The raccoon.
Now, he also said he was debating black bear cubs. That's what you took, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Ted said, just because it'd be funny.
Squirrels.
Yeah, hope it's squirrels.
No.
Vultures. Two vultures. They went dumpster diving, ate fermented fruit, got too drunk to fly.
I'm not familiar with the vultures of Connecticut.
I'm not either, but
I don't think I've ever seen. Maybe I have. I've seen buzzards.
You don't see vultures a ton. Well, not based on our lifestyle. But
no.
Yeah, I guess it'd be okay. By the way, one of our listeners, one of the more astute listeners on the text line said, look, You gave one clue and said they returned colony. To the colony. Mm.
You right. did.
And he said that ruled out this and this. I didn't even know. But he's like, therefore, I'm taking vultures. But good work, man.
You did right. say it, but I didn't know but you which know. Animal.
Right.
I should have known there's not a colony of bears.
Okay, but what's a group of squirrels?
It could be a colony.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Or a group of raccoons. Mm.
Trouble.
Yeah. The trouble. Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, so roast on Comedy Central got really big there for a long time, mm-hmm. right? There was a lot of famous roasts and this and that. And remember, what's it, the Friars Club or whatever in New York City? Like, it was kind of a big deal. You had to be a pretty big celebrity to get roasted. And then you had to know other celebrity friends. But like once they put it on TV, it got a little different. And credit to some of the people that went on there.
Oh, sure.
Like Skeletor.
Who did they grab? They kept calling him Skeletor. Who the hell was it?
The blonde woman, Anne.
Anne Coulter.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, she just got torched. I don't even remember if it was her roast or she was just on the panel.
It was not her roast. She was on the panel, but 50% of every contributor's jokes were about her.
Yes. Correct.
And they weren't nice. They were funny, but they weren't nice.
Yeah.
Skeletor.
Right.
But there's a regular cast of guys that do that. So, like, Jeffrey Ross is always involved.
Jeff Ross.
He's the master roaster.
He is. And I mean, he even had a show, like, I've seen him. He would go to prisons and roast the prisoners. Then the next week, he'd go to the sheriff's department in the same town and roast the sheriff's department. Like, I mean, he had a show for a while where he was just roasting people on the street and just, like,
and just killing them.
Yeah. And there was a couple times I was like, this seems dangerous. But he's so good at it that, like, people couldn't get that upset with him.
Gilbert Gottfried. He was another one who could go. He would still do Gilbert Gottfried. He wouldn't lay into you that much, but he would lay into you. He was a master at that.
Yeah, and I also think, I don't know, there's a bit of an art to it, right? Because it's a fine line between, like, roasting somebody and making a funny joke and then just picking on them.
Insulting them.
And just being insulting, right? So that's a big part of it. Well, Tom Brady, he's getting a roast. It'll be a live special for Netflix, which is kind of cool. It's called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. Obviously, everybody calls him the GOAT of football, the greatest of all time. So that's what's going on there. Kevin Hart is hosting it. It's from the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California.
All right.
Would you expect a Matt Damon or Ben Affleck or any of these other Boston guys that all ran in L.A. together would be a part of that?
Maybe. I just don't think of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, while they're from Boston, I don't think of them as running with a Boston crowd anymore, as they've been in Hollywood for so long.
Right. And that's where Brady's from. So, like, when they were, you know, like, they would talk about hanging out watching football or whatever, Brady, right. they would hang out socially.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with them having interaction outside of
whatever.
Like, yeah. I would think he'd be better friends with Mark Wahlberg, because he seems to be in Boston a lot.
Yeah.
And he was in Ted.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But either way, here's the promo for it. It sounds pretty good.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable.
Let's go.
If you had one person that you could pick to put on that that roasting, whatever, committee, panel, who would you pick?
To roast Tom Brady? Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning.
No. His brother.
Eli?
Oh, Eli beat him twice.
He did, didn't he?
Oh, I'm not saying that Peyton couldn't do a better job.
Because Peyton actually did roast. I forget who he roasted, but he was actually up there telling jokes.
He's the right guy, but his brother's the right person.
Yep,
you're correct.
I mean, I know who won't be on there. Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Damn.
Sorry. I mean, it's just, God damn it, if they run that ball, that just, mm-hmm. I watched a whole special on this, and they were just talking about how much different the Seahawks would have been looked at, and how much different,
absolutely,
who knows what the Patriots would have been. And then after all this stuff we're seeing nowadays, like, the conversation is always, is it Brady or Belichick? I think we've kind of proven that Brady had a massive, massive part in it.
Yeah, based on the Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
Correct. And, like, the first few Super Bowls they win, Brady wasn't asked to do a ton, but he was still MVPs.
Sure.
and this and that. But like you look at the it's almost like two teams there, right? Because there's a few years they don't make it. That second half is almost all Brady. And then when you see the stuff that's coming out about Belichick now, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of love loss there from a lot of the players. I think they like
or the owner.
Right, they like playing there because they were winning.
Yeah.
But, you know,
if you believe what the coach is doing is working, you're much more tolerant to the coach.
Right, players can't fire a coach.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, that's a strange one. I mean, there's a whole combination of stuff, right? I mean, we see now...
LeBron can. He might be the only one.
LeBron can, but the NBA is a little bit different.
Sure.
I mean, you have two dominant players. Generally, you can win something.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL is kind of a different beast. And I mean, look, it's just, I don't, like, look, Andy Reid was a good coach of Philadelphia. They could never win a Super Bowl.
And they chased his ass out of there.
Right. Then he goes to Kansas City. He can win Super Bowl. I mean,
he just cannot win a Super Bowl.
Right. He got an extension. I mean, it's so weird. And nowadays, it's all in our face all the time. So you're so used to it. But like, I always say, like, look, coming up on Thursday, I said, I'm going to talk about the draft, Mike, because I'm an idiot after boxing. But it's just like, look, just statistically, like, there's five quarterbacks that are going to get drafted. Maybe four in the first round. They're not all going to hit.
No, they're not. Talking to the Carolina Panthers.
Look where Brady went.
Oh, and also, I do think it's admirable that, you know, when Comedy Central does this, obviously they're cable, but they're still allowed a window if you air it after.
Yeah, absolutely.
But some jokes, they'll even take out and go, man.
We just can't tell about
that. That was, we got to take that one out. Well, the fact that they're doing this live.
On Netflix.
I think that's...
Netflix.
I think, just the idea of saying, no, we're airing this live, instead of, you know, being able to go back and go, that kind of crosses.
Right.
The fact that they're doing that is, I don't know that I've ever heard of a roast.
That's ballsy.
Unless you're there in person, where that's what you get.
Yeah, and I mean, look, there's advantages and disadvantages to social media. I think one of the huge advantages for comedians is that you see some of their work,
and
their crowd work. The disadvantage is that if you take, I mean, look, I know this because we do it every day for 4 hours. If you just take one comment I have made and you don't know the basis around that conversation and it's a joke, it's going to sound horrible.
Oh, of course.
So I think that's what hurts them. And with stand-up comedy, remember, I mean, look, if you're at a show that's that bad, you can leave.
Yep.
Right? I've seen it happen to other funny comedians. Like Rob Schneider, I think, just got run off something.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen, but generally... Comedy shows, like, you got to understand, like, they're going to press the limits and they're going to say stuff that you generally wouldn't say or you'd make that joke.
And don't be so quick to judge. Like, if you just read what Jim Gaffigan said and didn't have any context, like, he hates his family.
Correct.
He's a family hater. Okay? Like, no, it's a joke. He's a comedian, dude. It's all good. Or maybe he does hate his family. Either way, it's funny.
Yeah.
Does anyone want seven kids?
Right.
he is pretty damn funny. Let's see. Beyonce. We all know she's a country artist now. CNN made a new documentary about her being a country artist.
Well, she came out with a country album.
Yeah.
Right.
Comes out of Max on Friday. They said they will examine, quote, the impact of high profile artists like Lil Nas X and Beyonce are challenging the country music status quo, which is fair, and how black artists in Nashville have been laying the foundation for the transformation for some time. And there is a lot of other black country artists. You just don't know a ton about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and honestly, that Beyonce song, if you didn't know that was Beyonce, like, I listen to country music. Like, I just like it.
Mm-hmm. I have not heard it yet.
I would say this. You know, Taylor Swift started as a country artist. Mm-hmm. Does she have country songs on her new album? I don't know. But I really think that if you're that globally successful and you are that talented, that any direction you want to ever try musically and go for it.
But I feel like people hit a lot better with country. Because, look, country right now is what hair metal was in the 80s, right? I mean, it's on top of the, not pop music, but popular music world,
if you know what I mean. It's pop country.
So this is the time to do it. But a lot of people that try to do rock albums, it just doesn't work, except the people that you didn't get much love. So if Post Malone did it, good. Jelly Roll does it, right? But remember, what's his face? Garth Brooks and top of the
Chris
world.
Chris Gaines.
Did the Chris Gaines thing. And I don't know if it's good or bad. I really don't.
Pretty fine.
I never heard it, but it just...
But same thing at that time, right? I think when he does that, it's not that long after grunge and everything.
So it's like, you can't be here kind of thing, right?
Right, so I think that's why he wanted to do it, is he was like, look what everybody else is doing. I want to go do that. I mean, look, you're always going to... And you're right, when you talk about... I'm not saying Post Malone is the same level as this guy, but you look at David Bowie, Like, it feels like his albums from album to album are completely different sounds.
But that used to be kind of the case with just solo artists, right? Now, you might be an R&B, so like Aretha Franklin's going to sound like Aretha Franklin, but right. Someone like David Bowie, Peter Gabriel, these guys would put out albums, and it's just, hey, man, this is my Elton John, even. Some were much more rock, and some were more ballad-driven, but it's like, this is my album at the time. But no one had a problem with it. And now it seems like you really do get locked into, if you do any, because there's only 12 notes in all of music, so whatever music you're playing, it's the same as, do you want the twangy? Do you want the distorted? Do you want to sing it a cappella? Right? It's your choice of how to serve. Like, ice cream's ice cream.
Yeah.
And all they're saying, do you want sprinkles? We all got vanilla. Do you want sprinkles? Do you want chocolate chips? Right? There's 12 notes to choose from. So to me, it's not that big of a deal when an artist, now they're doing country. It's the same 12 notes.
Didn't JT have an album out that's kind of more country leaning? More folky.
He put out, like, what was it, Man in the Woods or something?
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't as good. You know, he's obviously a pop artist, R&B artist.
And he's good at it.
Right. That's his main thing. And also, too, like, sometimes for artists, like sorry, folks, like, I just challenge anybody that's in their 40s. Like, there's certain things you think different about than you did in your 20s. And different behaviors. Right?
Yeah, sure, man.
Like, I talk about it all the time, but, like, I turn in the old, like, don't get me wrong. There's still plenty of times, like, going to a bar. But if I had a choice, and it's, I don't even own a home. I don't need a park in there. But if somebody goes, you want to come over and drink beers in the garage? Like, I would love to. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not hiding from a wife. I'm not doing anything. It's just, it's just fun. You get a little older, it's like, hey, that's a great garage.
What kind of tools you got there?
Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other night. He was talking about him and he lived on a cul-de-sac, and that's what him and his friends did on Friday and Saturday.
Open the garage door and head on over.
And he was like, I had a pool table. One guy had a bar set up, and his other one was like, God damn, I just met you. Like,
I like it.
Right. I was like, 10:20. Like, is it too late to wake up the other guy in the garage? I mean, I see it with my brother sometimes. Like, there's one person on their little cul-de-sac who didn't have kids.
Right.
Right. The guy has a couple of vehicles that, you know, he's got some giant Jeep that he likes to go Jeep it in and this and that. So my sister-in-law, they're always like, I don't know if we really like that guy or whatever. I think the guy's great. But same thing. All the time, they're like, I was like, man, your neighbors are up for a while. And they were like, you hurt? I was like, yeah, they're clearly just sitting in the garage ripping beers. I was like, you guys, I mean, they're teachers.
Sure.
They went to bed at 10. I was like, I almost walked over there as I was still watching a Husky game that wasn't going to end till 1 a.m. It's like, oh, I'm Chris's brother.
I'm on the way.
All right. We brought this up earlier. We hinted at it. Finance Buzz wants to pay a Wookiee rookie.
Oh, my God.
$1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars films in the Skywalker saga. I can barely even say that.
Come on,
they want someone who's never seen a Star Wars movie or TV show.
Ding.
The chosen one will give an outsider's perspective and will rate and evaluate the movies in the order they released. So starting with Episode 4, which makes a ton of sense, nerds.
Right. I will say this.
By the way, it's 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching. Finance Buzz will also add $100 for snacks and streaming fees. You must be 18 to apply.
Come on, Ted.
And they'll take it. They'll be accepting stuff till May the 4th.
This is like looking for the 68-year-old virgin. Like, I don't know that many people that really have never...
I think there's a lot of us out there.
I don't believe that for a second. There's too many movies where you haven't seen one. So I've never seen The Lord of the Rings, and I'm not a Harry Potter guy. So I haven't seen any of those. So if that ever came up,
but wouldn't that be the same thing?
Yes, exactly. So that's mine.
Right.
That would be the one where I'd be like, okay, I will sit down and get paid $1,000 to watch this. Star Wars, in my mind, just because I like it, so I'm, you know.
You're biased.
Yeah, completely partial. But I really don't know how many people out there could really be qualified to do that job.
Probably not at my age. But right. I think there's a ton of people.
18, maybe you hit that. You hit that.
But they're talking TV shows. It's Disney Plus.
So you can't have seen any of
nothing.
This. Okay.
You cannot have seen any of the Disney stuff. The cartoons, nothing.
Well, how do they also prove that? Because you're right. If you're 18 years old, you're like, I haven't seen Star Wars.
I would vouch for Ted. Be like, brother, I
because
promise
we know
you.
It to be true.
Yes, we do.
Well, I think also Star Wars people can't help themselves. They would say something.
So there would be some tell.
Yeah.
Empire's definitely the best of the entire series.
That's what my friends tell me.
I mean, you could rattle off a couple character names that you've heard through popular culture.
You can't
Right, like everybody
Gandalf
knows.
For whatever.
You know who Darth Vader is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Luke's father. Spoiler alert in case you want to do this.
Yeah, and like, look, I was in an Uber once and the guy was all geeked out because he had the voice. What, you know, you could change your navigation to a certain voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is that? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, help me out. And he's like, I'm like, oh, the gold dude.
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Right. Right. I always want to call him C-3PPO.
C-3PO. So,
I don't know. Maybe. I'm always throwing something golden. I know R2-D2.
Yeah. R2-D2.
Yeah. A little robot stuff. You know Chewie. So, I mean, I know enough, but
Chewie's
it's that,
a man.
It's that popular. It's like, you might not watch football, but you understand what a quarterback is.
Just based on popular culture, you know, the basics. But I'm telling you, I really do believe you're one of the few people qualified to be able to do that job.
Somebody here says, I'm 43, never saw a single Star Wars movie. Or, Ted, did you just text that in?
That might have been me, because I am 43. Yeah.
As I read that, I'm like, Ted may have just texted us.
And the reason being just that you decided, you just never saw them in the first place, but ultimately decided, as many people like, I can't believe you've never seen this. And you're just like, you know what? I'm not watching it.
I will tell you, look, I just never watched, I watched parts of them at certain points with my brother, as he loved it. But, like, I can't remember sitting there and watching a whole movie. And then I hadn't watched it for years. And then a guy I used to rent a condo from, he was like, I'm coming over. We're going to cook steaks. We're going to watch them one day. I said, sure. We never did that. Now it's purely out of spite.
Because he never showed up with the steaks.
Just man spite in general, because Star Wars people never shut up.
So good at this thing.
Yeah. And I get it. Little goat Grogu or whatever is cute. Yeah.
Grogu. Put some respect on it.
Now, action films I like. Kind of interesting show tonight on Fox. TMZ presents Arnie and Sly. Friends, rivals, icons. Maybe lovers. All right, I threw that in. Yeah. That is not part of the title.
That totally happened one time.
You never know. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Sad news from the Topeka Zoo season employee. Loses set of keys. Meanwhile, a teen is busted with a horse that he enjoyed and liked to please. In Indiana, lawn wars leads to one neighbor being shot. Oregon felon is eventually captured while squeezing one on the pot. And a Canadian man learns you can't use vice grips for a steering wheel. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Oregon, where police had a hell of a time rounding up a man on the loose. They'd gotten the call about a man in the National Forest east of Eugene who was seen wielding a sword and huffing nitrous oxide. A fine combination.
Jesus.
Officers arrived on the scene to find that he had already left, but were able to spot him driving down the road and tried to stop him. This wound up being a chase that ultimately ended with the suspect taking... like that combo?
You're in the woods with a sword hitting nitrous, man.
Yeah.
God damn it. My mind is just like, what if he had like a tank and balloons? And he just used like the single use ones.
Let's go.
After hours of searching, they conceded to defeat that they had lost him. The next day, officers got the call that he had turned up again, but quickly disappeared once again after officers arrived. Finally, on the third day of bystanders spotting him, he was eventually tracked down with the help of witnesses keeping an eye on him, and they ultimately caught him hiding in a porta potty.
What is the crime? In all of this?
He did get, I got rid of the
story. I mean,
like,
you're in the woods, you got a sword, you got, like, you don't make me comfortable. It's not that, but what did you do that's illegal?
Right, he was.
Unless the cops said, can we talk to you, and he kept running away or something, I don't know.
He's got, like, kidnapping charges that I know that are
Jesus.
On there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can sympathize with the kidnapper,
and
but still.
And it's nitrous kind of like, there's some plants you can go buy at Freddy's.
All right.
But if I brew, I'm not going to say which ones, but if I brew them into a tea, then it becomes
then
illegal.
Then becomes illegal.
So I wonder if nitrous is the same thing, right? Because they sell, like, you need them for whipped cream, actual whipped cream and stuff.
I mean, you probably treat it like a spoon. There's nothing illegal about a spoon, but it will be confiscated as drug paraphernalia if you're freebasing your cocaine, right? So I can sell you the stuff. What you choose to do with it is an entirely different thing.
Okay, he was also, he was a felon and he was wanted on outstanding charges as well.
A way to stay subtle.
Yeah, indeed.
I mean, look, you're right. I don't know if there was an exact crime this time, but if you're wielding a knife and...
Sword.
And doing hits and nitrous. I'm guessing he's just using the whipped cream container. Like, I feel like the cops are going to pop by and go, hey.
Wellness check.
Yeah, just doing all right.
In other news, meanwhile, over in the UK, a teenager is taking some heat off of my hometown. A woman in the town of Blythe spotted a teen out in the field of horses and donned a pair of binoculars to get a look at what exactly he was doing.
Whoa!
Her shock, the young man was stroking the back of one of the horses, lifting its tail, and he stuck his hand in the cookie jar.
Oh, damn.
When approached, he initially ran, but the woman's partner was able to get a word in with him. He admitted to the man that he loved the animals and wouldn't dream of doing anything to hurt him. Yeah, authorities eventually got involved, and the young man is now facing charges.
Meanwhile, Seabiscuit's like, hey, see you soon.
Right.
Listening, damn, man. Listen,
while listening to Stinkfist.
Exactly. What's that weird stuff all over your hand?
Cow manure.
Right.
I mean, sorry, Mike. Eat 'em claw will always be on there. It's one of the rules of marketing. Oh, be the first.
That's right. Doggone it.
Yeah, but this kid, good Lord, man.
We head to our friends in the north in Saskatchewan, Canada, where RCMPs found something troubling. An officer pulled the car over for an average traffic stop, but when he got to the driver's window, he noticed something off about the steering wheel. Mainly that there was none. In place of a traditional steering wheel, the driver had instead MacGyvered a makeshift steering method, which was a pair of vice grips attached to the steering pin in the center of the column. The driver was cited and ordered to turn the vehicle in for a safety inspection, and they just took that moment to put a PSA out there like, put a steering wheel on your car!
We didn't think we had to say this, and then we met the guy that told us we have to say this.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. It does work for a quick little... Jimmy, you got to put together in order to get it to where it needs to go, but get it fixed.
But he's the guy who makes some of the dumb suggestions on products longer. Don't use toaster and bathtub. We didn't think we had to tell you that.
Exactly.
And then somebody used the toaster in the bathtub.
Yay.
Because who doesn't want bath toast?
I mean, I'd eat bath toast.
Use it as a loofah?
Yeah.
Before it gets soggy?
I mean... The idea of eating in the bathtub seems silly, so I'm thinking of my bathtub.
All right.
But if you're one of those old-school fancy hotels and it's a giant bathtub, eh, maybe I'll have a piece of toast.
Damn right.
Cook it on the outside.
That is the reason why that is on there.
Well, I can see I'd risk it, man.
I mean, if it was a nice enough bathtub.
I want some toast.
I've tried, it's been years, but when I was in Salt Lake City years ago, I happened to be in a fancy old hotel, and the tub was so big, there was still football on, so I... Moved the TV, ran out of the lobby, got some beers, and hung out in the tub.
Get it? Was it a standalone tub too? One of those that actually it had feet. It wasn't like built in any kind of foundation.
No. It was built in. Okay. It wasn't a claw tub. It was just like giant. You forget those luxury hotels. Like they were all built that way.
What Ted didn't tell you is he didn't fill it up with water. He just sat in the bathtub and drank beer.
He just poured beer and went.
My buddy and I did that once at his house.
Did you?
Just sat in the bathtub.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because it was like a jetted tub, and like maybe we thought about we put on bathing suits. Somehow we just sat in there and drank beers. And the next day, his wife's like, why is there empty beer cans in our jacuzzi tub? We're like, we're sitting in there. And she's like, you guys are weird.
Why?
Seemed fun at the time.
To Indiana, where officers responded to a self-defense shooting. What they found when they arrived on the scene was a man slumped on the seat of a zero-turn mower having sustained a gunshot from his neighbor. In a recorded video, the pair had been in the middle of an altercation with the man on the mower blowing cut grass onto the shooter's lawn, who was retaliated by blowing it back at him with the leaf blower. The incident eventually led the leaf blower to pull a handgun from his holster and shoot the man on the mower.
Damn.
Saying that he feared for his life.
Did you know?
Despite that iron reasoning, he's been charged with attempted murder.
Mike, does it seem odd they had to mention how nice his mower was? It was a zero turn?
It was. A very nice mower.
I know, just, like, why don't we need to know that?
Because he could have run him over.
Now, picture that dude. He's 54 years old. I'm 54 years old. Steve, you're 55. I looked at him. He's like, this guy's 68.
Good God.
I mean, I think if you shoot your neighbor over blown grass, you probably look a little tough. It's just my guess.
Actually, I forgot. Just in case those stories with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Florida, where a woman is publishing what kept her alive. She was a former English teacher who was forced to vacate her job at the school due to her bout with stage 4 endometriosis, which landed her in the hospital for most of the school year. Throughout that time, in and out of the hospital, she tells the media that there were plenty of sleepless nights due to the overwhelming pain stemming from her condition, so she would read and write poetry to get herself through the night. Now in remission, she's since shared her poems with her former students and friends, and through their encouragement, will be selling the book full of her poetry and has even moved back into the realm of teaching, though now mostly online. So good news there. In the world of sports, your Seattle Mariners are back in action tonight. They're currently down in Texas, taking on the Rangers for a 3-game series with Logan Gilbert on the hill at the moment. You know what? I might tune into that one. You've also got playoff hockey on tonight with Game 2 of the Capitals and the Rangers on ESPN, moving into Game 2 of the Avalanche and the Jets. And you've got Game 2 of the Lightning and Panthers over on ESPN2. That'll give way into the Predators and Canucks for Game 2 as well. There's also NBA playoffs over on NBA TV with the Pacers and Bucks in Game 2, as well as on TNT with the Suns and Timberwolves, which will move into Game 2 between the Mavericks and the Clippers at 7. As far as your weather, clouds are moving in. Temperatures are expected to drop into the high 40s tonight. Into tomorrow, we can expect temperatures in the high 50s, clouds, and about a 17% chance of rain. And that is it for your headlines with that. Go Mariners. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Kevin Deers is up next. He's got more tickets for you to see Aerosmith and the Black Crowes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.